This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, as usual, Paul Joseph Watson is making devastating point after devastating point. We've got coming up in the fourth hour, David Nine, who makes his own amazing points. He'll be hosting the fourth hour. Maybe if he's got time, I'm going to check what guests he's got and stuff coming up later. He'll air this truth about Islam video that Paul says is so powerful that he's about to release at Infowars.com the next hour. Paul, again, I'm rarely wrong about big issues, but sometimes I am wrong because I underestimate just how crazy the globalists are and just how much they hate the West and Renaissance. And so I guess they love radical Islam because it is so barbaric, evil, dark, twisted, mindless, authoritarian. But, I mean, I didn't believe Obama was really trying to overthrow countries and part of a caliphate. And you know, this was 6-7 years ago I was hearing this, or 8-9 years ago from Corsi and then Beck and others. And Beck's been wrong about a lot of stuff. That's been proven. I'm not criticizing him. I'm just saying. He said a lot of stuff about me isn't true. But, I mean, I just when somebody's right, I'm going to say it. I don't want to fight with Glenn Beck. He popularized this caliphate stuff. And now I look at it, and the stuff Obama's doing, and the things he's been caught doing, he really probably is a closet radical jihadist and really is trying to double-cross the whole West and is trying to bring down the West. And I just can't believe the elite actually put a guy in. I mean, I know they're bad, but why would they want to do that when the West has given them all their power? Paul Watson, you got about 3 minutes. Finish up.
Well, because they see Syria, they see Bashar al-Assad and Iran as a bigger threat to their geopolitical hegemony than a group like ISIS. So, I mean, that's why they're allowing it to grow in size. They likened it to a Frankenstein monster that they wanted to keep under control to some extent. And obviously that hasn't worked. There are over 130 dead people in Paris. God knows how many more to come. Belgium, Brussels, has basically locked down their metro. The shops aren't open. Nobody's going out because they fear an imminent attack. Because, of course, one of the guys who attacked in Paris is still on the loose. So I don't think they truly understood what kind of hellholes these jihadist capitals have become. The fact that in Molenbeek you can get a military-grade weapon on the street within an hour for 500 euros. And, of course, those weapons are coming through Libya, which, again, they destabilized to overthrow a secular
which
government.
Which go right into Europe. But, oh, Europeans can't have guns to protect themselves, but the jihadis have rocket launchers.
Exactly. And now even the New York Times has come out and said that, you know, U.S. Central Command were engaged in a year-long effort to deliberately conceal the fact that this plan to fight ISIS by not bombing ISIS's oil fields, which is the main funding mechanism behind ISIS, was completely ineffective. I mean, that's come out in the New York Times now. So finally, after Russia begins this blitz against ISIS as of the end of September, all this is finally coming to light.
But, Paul, we can just laugh at Russia and Donald Trump being right. Then that makes us morally, intellectually superior if we just say we're liberal and cackle but are actually real stupid. So let's just pretend we're dumb. Those people are dumb racists that don't want to take the refugees, and they're sexist, too. Here, let's go out 1 minute acting like a moron with an 80 IQ. Let's do it together. Ugh, I'm the Young Turks. Here, let's do it together. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the main point is Islam is not a race, it's a religion. In fact, there's a video within this video that I'm putting out, which, I mean, you'll probably want to play this part tomorrow or whatever. And it's a conference of self-proclaimed moderate Muslims in London, I think. And the speaker asked the audience, you know, they call us radical Muslims. We're moderate Muslims. We're not jihadists. We go to mosques. We go about, you know, our normal business. And then he's like, so hands up, who supports stoning women for adultery? Who supports segregation? Who supports executing rape victims? And these self-proclaimed moderate Muslims at this conference, you know, black, some of them white, some of them Arab, all in unison, the entire audience puts their hand up. They all support stoning women for adultery.
Let's kill women that have been raped, and Gloria Steinem doesn't say one word out of her fat mouth, or Mr. Maddow, or any of these people. Because the truth is they hate chivalry. They hate men that love women. They love evil. They love their father. Beelzebub. Thank you, Paul.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman, back from Paris, back from London as well, to break down what they witnessed, their latest take on the situation. Biggs, who's been in Afghanistan and in Iraq, said that Paris is basically a jihad toilet bowl. That was what he just said in the control room. I asked how his trip was. He's super tired, just got back yesterday. So he's lost 8 pounds while he was in Europe. That's how hard he was working. And he just said, London is a jihad toilet bowl as well. So we're going to get his report on the toilet bowl coming up here in a little while. So that's going to be, and he begged to go on that assignment, of course, but, and he's glad he went, but that's what's happening. This is the type of news I have just to mix into the stack. This is out of Reuters, and they're reporting this with a straight face. Climate change, root cause of Syrian war, Britain's Prince Charles says. This is a guy whose family gets billions of pounds a year in taxpayer money and whose wealth is a state secret, but they have over 100 palaces and are the biggest landowners in the world and collectively own controlling interest in British Petroleum and Dutch Royal Shell. the third and fourth largest oil companies. The man is worth trillions. And when he's not lecturing us how we shouldn't be able to have a car or be able to have air conditioning, that's what he does, just like Obama does. He is telling us that, no, the West didn't fund through Saudi Arabia and Turkey and others a jihad to go kill non-radical Muslims. And there are a lot of those folks, a lot of beautiful, wonderful people, by the way. I'm not an Islamophobe. There are a lot of really nice Muslims. It's just the ones Europe shipping in and the ones getting promoted, the ones getting, you know, promoted by Hollywood as cute and cool, are a bunch of socialist-loving, woman-hating, crazy people. And Prince Charles, of course, goes and hangs out and takes vacations with the King of Saudi Arabia. It is disgusting. Same story. Britain's Prince Charles has pointed to the world's failure to tackle climate change as the root cause of the civil war in Syria, terrorism, and consequent refugee crisis engulfing Europe. Yeah, it's not the devaluation of global currencies and food prices going up. It's not the jihad. It's not the population of the Middle East doubling in the last 25 years. No. It's all because the climate changes. I thought it was warming. Oh, now it's just change. Either way, everything works out perfectly fine. The heir to the British throne, who's not British, I am Welsh. Very few people in England you could even call British. That's just a word from the Britties, a tribe. These people are not British. They're not Welsh. They're not Scotch. They're not Irish. They're not from those islands. They are from Transylvania. They are Hungarian, Romanian, and they're not even that. The heir to the British throne, who is a Transylvanian imposter, I would add to Reuters, the heir to the British throne, whose family took over, what, almost 300 years ago when the Frank line, the William the Conqueror barbarian line died out. See, I shouldn't go into history lessons. I should just get to the article. It's just everything's a lie. I'm just sick of it. The heir to the British throne is due to give a keynote speech at the opening of a global climate summit in Paris next week, where 118 leaders will gather to try to nail down a deal to limit rising greenhouse gas emissions. Oh, the big global government summit in Paris, where everything from slipping on a banana peel to the Easter Bunny not delivering enough eggs is the fault of global warming. I'm sorry, climate change is the new BS term the last few years. The prince, what an anachronism, said in an interview with Sky News to be aired Monday and recorded before November 13th attacks in Paris that such symptoms were a classic case of not dealing with the problems. Oh my gosh, he predicted upheaval and more refugees before it happened. That was hard to predict when it's part of an admitted plan by the head of the UN migrant body, Peter Sutherland. I say, it's quite incredible. I believe the crisis is being caused by you not paying me enough carbon taxes. I'm heavily invested in the carbon exchanges. If you just pay me, let me turn off old pensioners' gas allotment. Well, we have a government allotment of hundreds of millions of pounds of gas to heat the palaces, but old British pensioners ride on the buses all night as to not freeze to death.
I'm descended from Vladimir Pillars, so I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
Oh, yes, that's Prince Charles. I'm descended from Vladimir Pillars. That's why I'm spending most of my time in Transylvania at the family castle, and they cut to it, and it's actually Dracula Castle. Can't get weirder, can't get crazier, can't get stranger, and let's just pay money to this piece of garbage. And by the way, when I said that they get hundreds of millions of pounds a year of money to heat the palaces, that's been a big national scandal. You got people worth trillions of dollars, and they're sucking off the British people and the people of the UK. Oh, I'm just so tired of them. And they were such masters at playing the Irish and the Brits and the Scots off against each other when it's all just basically the same people. just such sick evil. I am just so tired of it. Divide and conquer. It's why they always rule us. We could get smart someday and figure it out and go to the stars together, but I guess we won't if we don't wake up. There it is. Queen tried to use state poverty fund to heat Buckingham Palace for London Independence. See why I can't just cover any of the news? Because I take one article, I could talk 3 hours on this. All ties together, how everything intersects. He never even gives his evidence. I'm not going to get into it. Here's another one. Climate Depot, flashback. 1941 scientists claim global warming caused Hitler. Warmer temps may produce a trend towards dictatorial governments. Well, it's true that warmer weather in the summer causes more crime and violence. That is more crime, probably double in a full moon, for a lot of different reasons. But to say that it caused Hitler, not in a short term, but it is true that warming cycles cause larger population blooms, and then that causes, whether it be in rat colonies or human colonies, more war. And this article is kind of like discrediting it. Look how kooky this is. But see, normally almost all science that global warming is this horrible, evil thing is pure bull. This, I would actually say, has threads of truth to it. But the larger idea is wrong, as if warming itself is bad. No, expansion is good. More growing areas is good for the whole planet. More life forms. It's not just humans that bloom in warm weather. And that just doesn't mean seasonally, but in larger trends and cyclical seasons. There's not just the four seasons in the 365 orbit of the sun. There are other seasons and spectrums. In fact, Dr. Mills believes the rise of power of Adolf Hitler in Germany and Benito Mussolini in Italy may do in part to gradually warming temperature of the world. People are more docile and easily led in warm weather than in cold. That's not true. So, yes, the report is quackish. It's a quackle report of the pink duck type. But at the same time, it is important to understand that warmer weather in general is better for the planet. It's not some horrible, scary thing, even though the Earth is now cooling, according to all the satellite reports, because the sun cooled down. But what I say doesn't matter, because the UN had a vote 5 years ago and said the sun does not affect climate at all, period. Sun gets hotter, puts off more mass coronal ejections, more solar radiation. The UN voted and said it doesn't affect things. Could they vote and suspend reality? Maybe they could suspend gravity. Maybe they could vote and give Obama another peace prize. How about when he eats a bologna sandwich, we give him one? Or how about when he plays golf, we give him one? How about when he goes to the bathroom, we give him one? How about I want to nominate him for another Nobel Peace Prize. I really do right now. I want to nominate Obama for a peace prize for funding ISIS to murder hundreds of thousands of Christians in Syria. Because he's been a total warmonger, and they gave him a peace prize, so why not give him more? Why not fully invert reality? But you can say that Obama didn't earn his peace prize. He says, you didn't build that, you didn't compose music, you didn't write a book, you didn't do a good job playing football, you didn't come up with a great new design for architecture. No individual ever did anything, but the individuals captaining the big collectivist systems, they did everything. But then in reality, what's the Nobel Peace Prize, like $400,000 or something? You didn't earn that. You didn't promote peace. So see, it's someone who doesn't do anything but's been given everything. I mean, Obama has had a silver spoon in his mouth his whole life. He's slick. He's smart. He's a good talker. But other than that, he was created. He was built. He was picked. He was groomed. He was thrust out there. He was fertilized under the wings of the New World Order. And that's why they want standardization and centralization, is because they can't compete with the Renaissance. They can't compete with an organic Alex Jones coming out of nowhere, or an organic Matt Drudge coming out of nowhere. They can't compete with you coming out of nowhere. They can't compete with a Mark Dice coming out of nowhere. They can't compete with you. Like Viva Vendetta. Why didn't you take action earlier, V? I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. See, we need help. Fight's going on right now. You going to join the effort, folks? The real war for humanity's happening now. And it's big.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Coming up, wait till Joe Biggs is in studio with us, along with Michael Timmerman. They just got back from London Stan, Paris Stan, Islamabad, Belgium. And they just said it was crazy. People just shooting pistols on the side of the road and just people running around and women with headdresses everywhere. And it's one thing if you see some of that, but then it's Europe or it's Austin, Texas, and at least here we can have guns. The Europeans don't have guns, but the jihadis are just lawless and do whatever they want. And again, they ran our reporters out of the places they went in Paris, in Belgium, in England. It's that they're not being assimilated. And they're allied with the Black Lives Matter socialist George Soros people. And we have footage coming up when they come in studio if you're a TV viewer. For radio listeners, go to Infowars.com. It's a Gateway Pundit article. Pro-refugee leftists rally in Paris, attack police. And it's French. But they're socialists, and they want the divide and conquer. They know this is their brigade army. And so they're just attacking the police and more. Because they hate the government, even though it's a socialist government with 80-something percent tax on average, doing everything they want. They're so self-loathing, they want to suicide the country completely. That's coming up in the next segment. Now, let's be clear. The governments are corrupt in many nations. The police have big problems. But at the in-game level, when they fully overthrow our countries, they're going to turn the public against the police. They're going to have truth and reconciliation deals. They're going to try police by the tens of thousands per country. And they're going to use all the corruption that the feds and the globalists let you be involved in to coup you and to bring you all down and then bring the whole country down, because local government is the target. And so that's why I haven't aligned myself with the police, you know, my police right or wrong. I've aligned myself with fighting a globalist strategy. I want to reform the police. We're going to reform them, taking over our local governments, getting the Constitution back, promoting good officers, firing bad ones. We're not going to fix it with George Soros, who overthrew Ukraine 2 years ago and admits he did, with rioters attacking police and overthrowing the elected government. We're fighting a formulae, shake and bake. And I'm not an idiot who sits here and goes along with it. As much as I detest what some of the police do, and by the way, every time I look into it, almost every time, there's been a few cases that it hasn't been. Just outright corruption by police in some small towns, the north, south, east, the west, robbing people, taking stuff out of their purses, whatever. Some of that goes on, but that itself was created by the feds in asset forfeiture seizure. Almost all of it was the feds. They corrupted the police. They screwed them up. And they're not even feds. They're an occupied government. And not even all the people in it are bad. A lot of them are super awake. In fact, I had an FBI agent come up to me in Barnes & Noble. I was in Barnes & Noble buying my kids some stuff this weekend by myself. And it was like a convention of guys in suits. I had like 6-7 people. It wasn't a convention. The place was pretty much empty. But like everybody in there was wearing suits and ties for some reason at lunch on Saturday. And they were just all coming over to me. And one of them I was talking to. And he goes, "Well, we're not all your enemies, and we appreciate all what you're doing." And then I was talking to him. I said, "Oh, you're in the government?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, FBI." And it was just, you know, just another FBI agent I've run into that's a listener. And again, it just shows you how many people in the system are awake themselves. And sure, they thought I was crazy 10 years ago. I'm still probably crazy. Maybe it takes a crazy person to see this stuff for a long way off, but it's here now, folks. I mean, you'd be crazy to believe this 20 years ago. I didn't want to believe it. It is crazy. But it's real. I mean, look at this Washington Post article I'm going to spend a lot of time on in the next hour. Law enforcement took more stuff from people than burglars did last year, the Washington Post. But see, they don't tell you why that happened or what the end game is or that the government ships the drugs in and creates the crisis. They just go, "Oh, law enforcement, oh, see, local police, they're the bad ones." Nothing about feds in here. So, see, now, the Washington Post, that's his think tank and as globalist as it gets, it's going to report on asset forfeiture now and how horrible it is. So they can come in and federalize all the local police, which are already partially federalized because almost all asset forfeiture is only allowed through federal programs. So they criticize the police for being involved in the federal globalist program, but now they're going to discredit the locals for being on the strings as marionette puppets of the central system, as it always is.
And then now the Washington Post will not win a Pulitzer Prize for exposing police abuse. Oh, thank you. But not where it came from.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't know why coffee out of the DrudgeReport.com coffee cup tastes so much better. We don't sell them, but I think you can get them at Drudge Report. Did they even sell these? I don't know. I've done a couple of these just started floating around the office a few years ago, and I just always seem to grab this one and drink out of it. Yeah, this is a good song right here. I think we've got to turn this up for a moment. Here, turn our mics off. I've got to talk about something that's going to be bad in a second, but I tell you, I can feel the world waking up. I can feel victory rising. There's going to be some trials and tribulations, but I can feel the initiative worldwide for humanity turning. The tide's turning right now. I think we've had a magical time. A lot of bad stuff's going to happen before it looks better. But in my spirit, I really feel the tide's turning. Just briefly, don't agree with me under peer pressure if you don't agree. I didn't tell you I was going to say this when Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman came in here back from Europe. But just brief question, and then I'm going to come back to you after I hit this news. Do you think the tide's starting to turn?
There's definitely a mass awakening happening, but it needs to happen a lot faster on a much larger scale. You know, going to Europe now and seeing these numbers, you know, Paul read off the statistics, the percentages of people who are pro-ISIS, pro-jihadi, that entire Sharia law mindset.
25% in France.
It's mind-blowing.
Those aren't French.
That's not even
they call these guys that attacked the ones that weren't immigrants Frenchmen. They're not Frenchmen.
No.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But, I mean, when I first heard those poll numbers, I was like, that's insane. There's no way.
That's where you got over there.
And after you get over there, it's no joke. I mean, people in America need to wake up. That stuff can happen here. A city in America can turn into Molenbeek overnight.
We're going to break that down in a moment with you and Mr. Zimmerman here in just a second. Very powerful info. I want to read some of these headlines first, and then just as some background, and then go to the guys. But first, we rarely do this. Usually around Christmas, I think 3 years ago around Black Friday. But generally, store-wide free shipping is something that's done once or twice a year. And this is one of those times, not just free shipping on storable food or free shipping on water filters or free shipping on nutraceuticals. We do those pretty much routinely. You know, once a month or so, one of the hundreds of items will be free shipping. Or a class of things will be free shipping. This is everything is free shipping until next Sunday. That is everything from the Made in America Hillary for Prison shirts and Molon Labe shirts to Brain Force to DNA Force to Silver Bullet. And that's with specials going on a bunch of the nutraceuticals. We are keeping big specials going, like 33% off. We've done this one time before, 25% off. 33% off DNA Force, our most powerful, fanciest product. We got stuff that's super high quality that's $16. We got things that are ultra, you know, nutraceutical, a lot of the stuff prescription in Europe, like DNA Force. Comparable products like DNA Force are $300 to $500. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about $12,000 a kilo for just one of the compounds that's in this. And it's the organic form from Mitsubishi America. I mean, we had to go through a lot of crap to even be able to bring you this. This is my dad's formulation. This is what he's been involved in stuff that got formulated that became FDA drugs. But the point is, 33% off DNA Force right now. Deep Cleanse is back as well. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, Supermill Vitality. Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar. Almost everyone that uses these products says they're major game changers. I mean, the fastest thing would be something like super male or super female. I don't really know anyone but one caller. No one I know in person, no one anywhere else, that takes super male that didn't feel more stamina, more energy, more libido. And I didn't really promote it as libido. For me, it's extremely noticeable, dramatically. And like I said, I have a doctor. I went and got checkups a year ago and 6 months ago. Everything was great. He just said, hey, you're 40-something. You want a Cialis prescription? I said, sure, tried it out. Didn't have the effect of super male. I mean, I'm just telling you. It's not that I even really need it. And I hate to get into personal stuff. It's just, imagine if it's doing that to your bravada, to your male, you know, energy. Imagine what it's doing to other stuff in your body. So, just teleprompter-free, tell them like it is, folks. That's all we can do around here. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. Now, we're going to go to Wide Shot because I want to get these guys' response to some of these just in, you know, two- or three-word responses. Then we'll get your whole take on what you witnessed when you were over there. But free shipping right now, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Let me just read these headlines. White House gave ISIS 45-minute... In fact, no, don't comment. I'm going to read these headlines, and then I want you to respond after. We'll keep you in the next hour. This is just... I just want you in here, in the batting pen, getting heated up, just stewing in the juices after you just came back from Lundistan, Islam of Paris, all of it. White House gave ISIS 45-minute warning before bombing oil tankers. That's from Department of Defense News. Okay, I'm sorry. Pro-refugee leftist rally in Paris attack police. One in five Brits, Muslims, has sympathy for jihadists. Obama warns against overreaction to Islamic State attacks. Paris terrorist was welcomed ashore in Greece and given help and clothes by French volunteers. Turkey, the country that ISIS uses as a home base and where it has sold $800 million worth of oil. People ask who keeps buying it. That's them, our good little buddies, Turkey, who then lets them come into Europe. Then they call them refugees and say we're racist and we don't accept it. Exclusive, 150 on flight from Mexico, allowed to skip customs, leave JFK airports. So the government's just flying illegals from Latin America and they can do whatever they want. Yeah, that's New York Daily News. Just, oh, the illegals don't need any IDs, but you've got to have 400 of them. And we're going to let Syrian refugees go and not track them. Russia says U.S. policies help Islamic State. Again, that's like saying the grass is green. I mean, but at least they're saying. 11 militants from ISIS-linked gang killed an anti-terror op in Russia's North Caucasus. They're calling that literally evil in the media. Crimea in a state of emergency as their main power lines out of Ukraine were blown up by the loving George Soros people, the folks that he helped put in power. Mali gunmen were hunting for Air France staff at Radisson Hotel, wanted to kill some more French. Mali forces hunting more than three suspects after attack. It doesn't matter that half the French are total leftists that hate their country and are attacking police, foaming at the mouth to bring more jihadis in, literally just saying, here, rape my daughter, slit my throat, I love you. I mean, these are the most self-loving, horrible little degenerate. What they are is cowards, and their subconscious is probably 100 times, most experts think, more powerful than the cerebral cortex and your focused consciousness. Your real consciousness is your subconscious and all the data you have in your gut and your spirit. These people are scared of jihadis. They're scared. And so they just go, we love you. Everything's yours. We hate France. Thank you for killing us. We deserve it. You know, Madonna, it's loving. We didn't love you enough. This is our fault. This is just their spirit of weakness, their spirit of capitulation. Mali forces, most people serve the devil because of that. They're scared. They run into evil. They run into spirits of evil. They run into the culture of evil. You decide to join it. You see, most of these Satanists get into this stuff looking for power. Satan is the counterfeit of power. That's what you fools don't know. Thing is, you can't handle the real power. Continuing, Mali forces hunting more than three suspects after attack. Gangs of New York, Sicilian Mafia offers Big Apple protection from psychotic ISIS. This is how pathetic we've gotten. That was ABC News. France boost ISIS fight as Brussels locked down. You were just there. We're going to cover it. U.S. Special Forces to arrive in Syria very soon. They've always been there, 5 years, as Assad hails Russian airstrikes. Video, Hillary supporters want to repeal Fourth Amendment. Who should pay for the Syrian refugees? And it goes on and on and on and on from there. And as I mentioned earlier, Prince Charles says that it's global warming's caused all this, not radical Islam or our government's opening the door and Turkey bringing them all in. Now, joining us is former Army Staff Sergeant, combat vet Joe Basin, who speak to that. And that's key here. His observations in countries now in the London stands, in the Paris stands, in the jihadivilles, and, of course, Michael Zimmerman. Michael, let's start with you. You've worked here a few months. Great camera guy, great editor. You've been on a few assignments. You got thrown into the mix of this. What was it like, your observations? Then we're going to get Joe Biggs.
A very interesting trip to go on. It is very strange to be in a place that just recently had these kinds of terror attacks go on, and you've got police and military everywhere, you know, walking the streets, warnings about potential chemical attacks going on while we're there, and it's an interesting place to be.
The hotel we're at, they were on black alert is what they called it. It said it was one of the highest spots that they believe that would be attacked in London because of the train station and the proximity to other places. So I had heard a siren earlier that day, and I was like, what is that? And I walked down to the bar in the hotel, and I was asking these guys, like, what's going on? Like, oh, my, like, this is the, we're on black alert right now. They're expecting this place to get hit. And you're sitting here, and I'm like, I feel like I'm an artist. I'm like Bob Ross in overseas right now without my paintbrush being my AR-15. Because they don't have that ability to do that. I'm like Picasso when it comes to a gun. I can do whatever I need to
you
do.
You feel naked.
Yes. And I felt like Bob Ross. I couldn't paint my happy little trees or my clouds. I had a canvas, but no brush. You know, and it's the worst thing to be good at
happy
something.
Happy little trees.
Yeah. The worst thing is
nice
to be good at something.
Nice little.
And not be able to do it.
Nice little brook, nice little barn, little deer. Little
yeah, that's
flowers.
The easiest way I can. I mean, I got home last night and I literally got all of my guns and put them in bed with me and laid down and slept with them. I was so excited to like. I was like, ah!
You think Obama like that?
Oh, I don't care. So, you know, it says right here, White House gives ISIS 45-minute warning. I mean, that just further proves of what we've been saying since day one.
Well, they've been doing it the whole time. Now they've just been caught. They're throwing it out in the open with the Department of Defense admitting it in the video. But getting back, Michael Zimmerman, describe when you went to Brussels, Belgium, and it's three times. You got run out of restaurants, run out of convenience stores, run off the street, followed by cars. Just, you're not supposed to, as a European, come in these, I guess, whole towns now where the jihadis are from. You were talking about people shooting guns on the side of the street. They all got guns, rocket launchers are being found because the police won't go in these areas. But all the rest of the good little Europeans follow orders, and, you know, they'll just lay down and let their daughter get raped. I mean, it's crazy what the socialists have done, what the social engineers have done. So break down what you witnessed there and then Joe Biggs.
All right, so we took a train from Paris to Brussels, and from Brussels we actually walked 40 minutes into Molenbeek, which is this area that they call the jihadi capital of Europe, because all these attackers came from this Molenbeek area. People who did the attack on the train earlier this year came from Molenbeek, and just numerous other attacks over the years came out of this neighborhood.
Yeah, all I got to do is Google.
Well, they're fighting imperialism, according to Black Lives Matter.
Right, so we walked into Molenbeek, and we shot a couple of reports in front of the house that had been raided the day before, where the Paris mastermind had lived. And then we started walking back to find a place to go before the live show, and, you know, somewhere to sit down for an hour or so. And it started to get dark, and it started to rain. So, you know, put equipment back in the bag so things wouldn't get wet. And very quickly, you know, we tried to go into this business, and we're... had a guy yell at us in Arabic and slam the door on us and prevent us from entering this business there. And then we started walking back into town because it just really felt creepy, wouldn't you say?
Well, why didn't you just tell him you were a refugee and needed some free everything? That's what they tell the Germans.
Right.
Of course, he probably is a refugee, but he wasn't.
Well, I got my head poked in because I was in the very front. And I poked my head in, and when I looked in there, I kind of saw the crowd of guys that were in there. I mean, it looked like a...
It was like Team in America. He goes, I like your balls.
I look at their balls. These guys all look up, and they're kind of like giving that look like, this guy just walked into the wrong place. The next thing you know, this guy jumps in, and it's me, Mike's behind me, and Paul's to my right. And his hand shoots right across me, grabs the door, and slams it back and starts, like, screaming. And Paul said he could understand what he was saying, basically saying, get the hell out of here. You don't belong here. So we're kind of like, all right, this is really creepy. Let's just get out of here. Let's beat feet. So we're walking, and I'm like, all right, everybody keep your eyes open, 360 perimeter, look around. And next thing you know, there's a car passed, made a left, came back around, came back again, had three younger males, and they had the window down, and the guy jumps out. He's like, ah, and he's screaming at us and saying all kinds of garbage and, you know, basically, get out of here, go back home, we don't want you. And another car came up behind him, and they pulled in front of us and kind of stopped for a second, and there was another group of men inside of that. And they stop, and they're looking, and they got their phones like that the whole time out the window, and they just got the smirk on their face like, yeah, we're about ready to jump out.
And that's just nobody beats their ass. I mean, I'm sorry, but, I mean, this would not fly in many areas of the United States.
No.
These Europeans have been so gelded on average that I've been over there filming in London, and people, you know, Muslims in full outfits will come out of their way when I'm just not even aimed at them and scream at me to turn my camera off. Now, when I scream at them back, Paul's been with me before, then they back off. But, I mean, I just don't get... With this leftist attitude that they've implanted over Islam now, there's just this idea that you're so evil because you're a European. It's crazy.
I mean, one of the more terrifying things is, like you said, we're standing outside of this guy's house, the supposed mastermind. I hate calling him a mastermind because you don't have to have a...
It's pretty easy to go in a theater
and murder people who are watching a concert. I mean, that's just cowardice. But this is where the guy's living. We're out here. We're taking pictures. We're filming. This guy opens up the doors looking at us, and he's got like this look, and then slams the door back and goes inside. I'm like, yeah, that's a little weird. And I was like, there's no telling. I was telling him and Paul, I was like, wonder how many guys in here right now that came back after that raid yesterday. And sure enough, yesterday, we're reading these reports. They found explosives in there, chemicals, tons of weapons. And we're sitting out there. Those guys could have just easily popped off an RPG. That would have been it of us. I mean, that's just how that place has fallen, and... The citizens there don't care. They've done nothing to stop it. Like you said, here in America, if something like that happens, people are going to try and step up and do something. But then we have these places like Islamville in York, South Carolina, that are completely run by jihadis. And no one does anything about it.
Let me ask you a question. I know the beard is not only a jihadi invention. It's what men have had on their faces for the beginning of the species. But You've never adopted a garden gnome beard before. Why have you adopted one?
I was trying to blend in when I went over there.
See, no, it's fine for you to have a beard.
Hey, you know what was really odd, though, the scary thing, to be honest, is I got these two white guys, tall white guys, you know, blue eyes, and I am the short guy with a beard. So I was like, I felt a little bit safer because I could, like, put a hat on and kind of blend it in a little bit. I got these two guys over here. I got Paul Joseph and Mike walking.
They're going to act like they were arresting
me. I was sitting there like, man, you guys are sticking out like huge targets. But, it was interesting.
I have nothing special here. I just can't stand it on me. It just itches.
Yeah, it goes through a point, and then after it gets
to never grown a beard.
Once it gets to this point, it actually feels pretty good. It's nice. It's nice and warm.
Well, finally cold weather, but you're not going to keep that here in the summer when it's 110, are you?
Nah. This is just a till December type deal.
Do the ladies like it?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess you got to keep it. You know.
But I wanted to get to another thing, though. I was reading some reports of there was a man and a woman, and one was a French reporter. Well, I'll talk about it when we get back from break.
And I want to get some more of your chronicle. More of your testimony about what you saw, Michael Zimmerman, as well. And then we're going to go through more of these articles and play some of these clips where Hillary Clinton says it's a mistake to send troops to attack ISIS, even if the homeland is struck. So we're going to look at that as well. Stay with us.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Alex Jones here, back live with Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman, InfoWars cameraman and reporter, just back from Europe. And I want to be clear, as Paul Watson said in the last hour, and I don't say this to be politically correct, I say this because it's what I believe. I do not believe that, in general, everyone that is a follower of the Prophet Muhammad or the Abrahamic, you know, derivation religion of Islam is a horrible person who wants to kill people. But there is a war in Islam of the radicals to take it over. And by the way, they're winning, in my view. And the numbers and statistics show that. There is persecution against Christians. And then the leftists are bringing it in to have a clash of civilizations and use the crisis to take our freedoms. And then they'll also use the backlash against radical Islam to then go attack Muslim countries that are secular, like Iraq. I talked to a lot of troops. I could ask Biggs about this, but I was talking to some guys yesterday, Marines, and they were saying, you know, being around the Middle East, that they thought on average, you know, Iraqis, whether they be Shiite or Sunni, were pretty cool people. But then you go to other areas like Saudi Arabia, there really is a dislike of Westerners there, unless you're in the elitist quarters and you're a billionaire. And you see that when you go to Europe. So I wanted to ask you, just from being of the demographics, knowing the different groups, I would imagine these Lundistans, they admit, are mainly Sunni. They're Wahhabist. A lot of them are from Saudi Arabia, other areas. It is general areas where they just then get together in these ghettos from certain countries and just have a crazy hatred of the West, but want to get here. So country versus country, what was your main issue? Who were you mainly up against? Were you ever up against Shiites, or was it mainly Sunni?
Yeah, mainly Sunni. I mean, in Iraq, it was different. I mean, you've got a lot of farmers. You've got a lot of these people out there who just work day to day. They just want to provide for their family, really don't care about what's going on. It's the ones who have somewhat been affected, I guess, by something or radicalized, going to these radical mosques that kind of get that whole mindset where they just hate Americans. But day to day, like you, the guys you said you talked to the other day, I'd run into people, run up, give you a hug, and say thanks for coming out here and helping us. You know, there's a lot of crazy people out here that are, you know, they hate you guys, but they're killing us in record numbers just as much as they're doing anything else. So, you know, even in Afghanistan.
Oh, 97%. I remember this number, I think, from Lancet a few years ago. 97% of the people that radical Muslims kill are Muslims.
Yeah. You can get on, what is it, live stream or whatever that video is, live leak, and see videos of these guys just killing people. Their own people, all the time.
Hundreds.
Just because they have, like, maybe a smidge of a difference in belief. I mean, that's crazy. And yet we're supposed to be tolerant of that. We're supposed to be accepting. You know, and this which brings me to this whole story I wanted to tell you guys about in RT. There is this article up, and it says, "We kill innocent people." So there's this guy. He's a reporter from France. His name is Pierre Janissac, and he's with his sister. He goes to the Bataclan to watch the theater, or the concert. His sister's a huge fan of Eagles of Death Metal, which is the American band that was playing that night when the massacre happened. And he said that they were running, like the shooting started, and it took a little while for people to understand really what was going on. So him and his sister are gripped tight, arm in arm, running through the crowd. He said there were pregnant people on the ground, people were standing on women, running over people. They didn't care if they were dead, alive. Everyone was in survivor mode. They were just trying to run out. And the people who couldn't get up got trampled over, people were getting shot. And they were able to get upstairs and run and hide and in this area. And he said at this one point they're sitting there and they're hiding, and they're literally just thin wall. On the other side, it was so thin they could hear one of the guys. And there's this lady out there screaming and crying and saying, "Please don't kill me." And the guy goes, "We're here because of Francois Hollande." He's like, "Your people have bombed our country, and now we're killing you all. Stop crying. You will be dead soon." And this guy's coming out saying, "Hey, I understand why that happened now. I don't hate these people because our government's been bombing them." Well, maybe the French government's bombing, and they've killed innocent people, but you don't kill more innocent people.
It's beyond that. The French government is one of the main culprits causing the whole civil war and doing it all. And that, again, is the liberal idea. Oh, kill me, I deserve it. They're just filth.
Disgusting.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, third hour straight ahead. We'll take your phone call soon.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.